of the International Secret Police.
Felix Zero.
Even though Barney expects the worst, the night passes quietly enough at the house of La Chaux-Tsee Ring. Marcia Winfield and her brother Larry sleep, while Speed and Clint take turns at standing watch. Barney and Chief Tipo keep their eyes on Splinters and the other two octopus gangsters that Speed and Clint arrested at Lake Tengrinor. The octopus does not make another attempt to silence Splinters or the others, however, and next morning we find the boys, refreshed by their sleep, making plans as to their next move.
Well, fellas, Marsh and Larry are still in the same condition as we found them. They know nothing of what's going on around them and don't seem to recognize any of us. So I think the best thing to do is to get them to Dr. Kingsley at Nag Choo Kaw.
Gene will sure be glad to see Miss Marsh again.
Yeah, I'll say so, Speed. And will Bob Gilmore be glad to see his old pal Larry?
Yes, indeed. In just the moment the Winfields are themselves again, then we can talk to them. I imagine Larry alone can tell us enough to send the octopus where he belongs.
I bet he can. Who's going to take Miss Marsh and Larry to Nag Choo Kaw, Clint? They'll have to be well guarded so the octopus can't reach him.
Yes, I know, Speed. I think all three of us will be in the escort.
What? How about the slave transfer that's going on?
I said before we'd have to lay low for a little while, Barney. The octopus expects trouble now. But if we wait, he'll get a little careless again. Think that we have nothing on him and continue his smuggling to Marduk.
Maybe. Where's Chief Tipo?
He's questioning Splinters and the other two guards again. The last I heard, he wasn't getting very far. Splinters has told us everything he knows. The other two won't talk.
Oh, say, Speed, will you go and bring Splinters here, please?
You bet, Clint.
Right away.
What do you want with Splinters?
Nothing. Nothing right now. But I wanted to get Speed out of hearing distance for a few minutes, Barney.
Sounds like you have something up your sleeve.
I don't know, Barney, but I've got a hunch that we're getting close to a showdown with the octopus.
You mean we're really smoking that old devil fish out of his hole this time,
huh? Yes, and he's not going to come out easy. It's going to be a big fight, fella, and I don't want Speed anywhere near when it happens.
Keep that kid out? I don't know how you're going to do it. You know he's as determined as you are once he starts a thing. I don't think you'll be able to keep him out at the finish.
Well, that's why I want your help. After we come back from Nag Choo Kaw, you and I, with Chief Tipo and his men, are going to the Pass of the Iron Dagger in search for slaves. Proof of guilt or no proof of guilt. But Speed's going to stay here with Dawa and La Chaux-Tsee Ring.
You'll have to tie him down.
Yeah, never mind that. I just wanted to warn you so that you can follow my lead no matter what reason I give him. Now, you and I are used to this rough going, Barney. We're old campaigners, but Speed isn't. It's going to be too dangerous, and I don't want him to risk his life.
Don't worry. You can count on me.
Yeah, good. I knew I could.
Here's Splinters, fellas. And Dawa, too. I was afraid he was missing something.
Yes, indeed. When Speed came to bring Splinters here, I thought I had better come as well, since Chief Tipo was learning nothing from the other two prisoners.
And you thought we might get some more out of Splinters, huh, Dawa?
Well, I had rather hoped that you might, Barney.
The kid kills me, the way he reels off that high-sounding talk.
Oh, yeah? Well, you'd do better to follow his example than to laugh at him.
Yeah, I do. Huh?
Now, Splinters, have you any more information to give us this morning?
Oh, I told you all I knew last night.
How does your head feel?
Oh, fair to middling. Hey, what are you going to do with me, Barlow?
Eventually, you'll go to Nag Choo Kaw, Splinters. I'll turn you over to Chief Tipo, however, until we leave Tibet.
You mean I'll be in jail?
What are you kicking about? That's better than being in the octopus torture room, ain't it?
Yeah, you said it.
Well, I think we'll start for Nag Choo Kaw with Marsh and Larry, boys. I want the doctor to see them as soon as possible. The sooner they're cured, the sooner they'll talk.
Estefano!
Oh, yes? What's wrong, Chief Tifo?
Paul Monnier is coming here. What? I just saw his car approaching swiftly.
Paul Monnier? The octopus. He's coming here to see what we're going to do, Clint.
Oh, don't let him find me, fellas. He'll kill me. He'll kill me this time for sure.
Quiet, quiet. There's no need to get all excited.
Yeah, no, but if he sees me...
He's coming here to spy, all right, but we can play him at his own game and maybe force him to show his hand.
Yeah, but you'll keep...
Barney, take Marsh and Larry into the next room. Help him, Splinters, and then you stay in there, too, so he won't see you.
And you won't tell him I'm here?
No. Now, Dawa...
Yes, sir?
Here's where you can help a lot. I want you to stay in that other room, too, and if Splinters makes one false move or tries to escape, I want you to shout for help. You understand?
I certainly do. By trying to escape, Splinters would reveal his presence to the octopus, which would be a very foolish thing for him to do.
The kid's catching on quick.
Well, you needn't worry about me trying to escape. I'm safer here than I would be any other place.
See that you don't forget that, Splinters. And now then, help Barney with the windfields. And Barney, you come out here as soon as you have them comfortable.
Okay, Clint. Come along, Splinters. You take Larry and I'll carry Miss Winfield.
Okay.
Now, come on.
But what will we do, Mr. Barlow? What are you going to tell Mounier?
We'll see what he has to say first, Chief Tifo. Then we'll follow his lead.
I'll smooth all these carts, Clint, so it won't look like anybody's been on them.
That's a good boy, Speed. I'll help you. The octopus will be here any minute now.
But how shall I explain the presence of my men, Mr. Barlow? Do you still wish to keep our investigation of the slave raid secret?
No, no, that'll be impossible. But don't you worry, Chief Tifo. I'll explain their presence here. There we are now. Everything looks all right now.
I finally got Marsha and Larry settled, Clint. Splinters is scared to death. The octopus will get him, and Dawa's guarding all three of them as if his life depended on it.
I don't blame him. I know how I feel when there's an octopus gangster around.
Mr. Paul Monnier calling.
Well, bring him in here, please.
Gosh, I'm sick of all this smiling and fancy talk when I want to knock the guy down and jump on him.
Don't you worry. You'll soon have your chance, Barney. But right now, take it easy.
Okay.
Mr. Paul Monnier.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mr. Monnier.
You seem mighty happy about something this morning, Mr. Monnier.
I have good reason to be happy, Mr. Dunlap. I am on the verge of completing my greatest scientific experiment.
Yeah? And what might that be?
Well, I'm afraid it is too technical and involved to go into detail now.
Yes, I'm sure of that.
What are you doing down here, Mr. Mounier?
Well, I just happened to be out for a drive, Speed. Passed near here, thought I'd drop in for a short visit.
We're always glad to see you.
I was sure of that.
Yeah.
By the way, I noticed torchlight down here last night. It could even be seen from the pass of the Iron Dagger. Was it in celebration of the picnic day, the incense of the whole world?
No, we was lighting the field for our Speed and Clint's landing. They flew up to Lake Tengrinor. But of course, you wouldn't know about that.
Oh, we heard a rumor concerning some friends of ours that have been missing for a long time.
And did you find your friends?
Yes, but they're very ill.
May I ask where they are now?
We sent them to Lhasa for medical care. You see, the Tibetan government has assumed responsibility for them.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. If anybody tried to hurt them now, it'd be just too bad.
Yes. I understand that the government is concerned about these strange disappearances in this province. Shepherds and peasants are dropping out of sight mysteriously. Have you heard anything about this?
Yeah, we heard a little.
And I noticed many of your men around the house as I came in, Chief Tifo. It appeared almost as if the place were guarded.
Guarded? Oh, no, Mr. Mounier.
Well, as a matter of fact, the chief has had a report on these disappearances, Mr. Mounier, and brought some of his men here to investigate the stories. But after questioning the families of the missing men, however, he believes that the shepherds were not kidnapped, but just left because of their own accord.
Very interesting. Then you will have no reason to remain in this neighborhood long, eh, Chief Tifo?
No, I think not, Mr. Monnier. Mm. Of course, it depends upon what word I receive from Nagchuka. It may be that I must return there today, for a little while at least.
Are you looking for something, Mr. Monnier?
No. What makes you ask that?
Oh, I just wondered. You look like you was.
Barney's always wondering things like that. Don't mind him, Mr. Monnier.
Yes. Well, I must be keeping you from your duties, gentlemen. I think I shall continue my ride. Please give my regards to Mr. Tsering.
We sure will. Drop in any time.
Yeah. And we want to come up and see that new experiment of yours soon, too.
Ah, I shall be more than delighted, Speed. And you shall not have long to wait. Mr. Barlow, I trust you are progressing in your pursuit of the octopus?
Not as fast as we'd hoped, Mr. Mounier, but we'll get him sooner or later.
And I shall aid in his capture. You may depend on that.
I hope so, Chief Depot. That is your duty. However, I still think that Mr. Barlow and Mr. Dunlap are mistaken. I do not believe that this criminal is anywhere in Tibet.
Oh, yes. Well, you'll go right on believing. But we'll surprise you one of these days.
Yes? Well, goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Mr. Mounier.
Oh, pardon me. You say these friends of yours are in Lhasa?
Yes.
I see. Well, goodbye.
Look, goodbye.
Please, everything is all right. You are among friends, Spencer.
No, he knows we're here.
I tell you, you are all right.
That Roger Winfield.
No
one is going to take me.
Hey,
what did I tell you?
I
know,
let me
out of here.
Quiet. It was with you.
What is that?
Why, nothing. Goodbye, Mr. Mounier.
But I distinctly heard someone mention Marsha Winfield and splinters.
What do you know about splinters?
I? Nothing. But it is an odd name.
You seem mighty concerned about something you know nothing about.
I am concerned because you did not tell me the truth, gentlemen. Why should you lie to me? Marsha Winfield is here. That girl is one of your friends. One of the friends you rescued from Tengrino.
How do you know that, Mr. Mounier?
Never mind how I know, Speed. I demand to see her.
You demand? By what right?
Mr. Barlow! Mr. Barlow! Help me!
Don was having trouble. Quick, let's get in there.